The Income Tax Act 1961 of India is one of the main acts on which Indian taxation policy revolves and strengthens the responsibility towards each and every financial processes. Among all the amendments, one that has received much attention is Section 269(c) brought in the Union Budget 2017. This section targets to check black money and encourage Digital India by controlling the cash transactions above specified limit. In this article, we will discuss Section 269(c) of Income Tax Act along with the details of its repercussions and exclusions, and the amount of penalty that could be imposed on individuals and business entities in India. What is Section 269(c) of Income Tax Act? This section also contains limitations on the receipt of cash. It prohibits any person from receiving an amount of 2 lakhs rupees or more in the following ways. In a single transaction, you cannot receive any amount much more than 2 lakhs rupees in cash in a single transaction. From a single person in a day, however, the total of all cash received from a single person in one day must not be more than 2 lakhs rupees. In respect of one event or occasion, for instance, a wedding that consists of multiple installment payments, the total cash paid for that event must not exceed 2 lakhs rupees. Purpose of introducing Section 269(c). The provision was introduced to 1. Reduce inflows through cash which lead to creation of black money or undisclosed income. 2. Therefore help increase transparency in financial transactions by supporting digital transactions. 3. Prop it up with more vigor toward the government's cashless economy scheme. Exceptions to Section 269(c). The law is very strict when it comes to enforcing all the rules, however, the law understands the realities of some situations and tends to exclude some of the transactions. These exceptions include government transactions. This rule applies where there is the involvement of the government in any form, as a buyer, seller, organizer, or participant. Banking institutions, the transactions carried out with banking companies, post offices, cooperative banks, or other like banks or institutions are excluded from this section. Receipts via electronic modes, any transactions that came through electronic media like NEFT, RTGS, UPI, and credit card, debit card are permitted regardless of the sum involved. Examples of its use in real-life situations. 1. High-value purchases. Let's suppose there is a jeweler who sells a gold necklace for 2,50,000 rupees. The buyer can't afford to make the payment in rubs. Only an acceptable method such as using check or making a digital payment should be made. 2. Medical payments. Hospitals, which treat cases that are emergent, must also adhere to the rules and regulations. In other words, payment exceeding 2 lakhs rupees cannot be accepted in cash in the hospital. 3. Event management. An event organizer who takes payments for a wedding or a corporate event should not allow the total cash received for the event to exceed the figure. Penalty for non-compliance. Section 271(d) of the Income Tax Act states a penalty of an amount where a person provided money reception against a violation of Section 269(c) amount received. For instance, the penalty will also be 5 lakhs rupees if 5 lakhs rupees is received in cash violating the provision. However, the penalties might be allowed to be waived if the recipient demonstrates some valid reasons that will allow the assessing officer to understand that the violation was occasioned by some passing circumstances. Key challenges and criticisms. 1. Rural economy. Compliance with Section 269(c) can be an issue in rural regions because many such places are still underbanked and most of the transactions are cash-based. 2. Awareness gap. Unfortunately, a large number of taxpayers still have no clear idea about the specific aspects of this rule and become a violator by accident. 3. Challenges related to operational sophistication for small businesses, Small and medium enterprises experience some challenges such as logistical problems during implementation of digital payments resulting in high operation cost. Effects on diverse stakeholders. 1. Individuals. The provision makes sure that there is accountability on every personal deal. For example, persons making gigantic gestures during weddings or family ceremonies need to be cautious with these measures. 2. Businesses. The compliance with the records and use of electronic payment systems makes financial systems and records transparent and retrievable for business organizations. 3. Real estate. The new provision Section 269(c) has brought earth-shattering change in the real estate sector, which has been synonymous with cash flow generation from unaccounted sources. Due to the limitation of cash receipts, the government has placed a tighter rein. Steps for ensuring compliance. 1. Digital transformation. Large number of taxpayers will have to adapt to digital payment solutions such as the UPI, IMS, and net banking certifications so that they operate legally. 2. Training and awareness. As for the rest of employees, one should conduct training courses which would help them avoid such mistakes as leaking information accidentally or due to their careless attitude to work, particularly employees of the finance and accounting departments. 3. Technology integration. Software with compliance check compatibility with accounting software can send suggestions to businesses concerning violations. 4. Documentation. Document every financial exchange to back up compliance in tax returns where necessary. Government schemes that support Section 269(c). 1. Promotion of Digital India. Digital India is an initiative undertaken by the Government of India to go cashless. 2. Incentivizing payments through digital platforms. The government has offered several incentives such as rebates on digital transactions and incentives relating to BHIM cashback, etc. Future of cash transaction in India. India is gradually transforming itself into a cashless society. Section 269(c) is in this regard as it helps address accountability and curtail on any malpractices. Yet its effectiveness is predicated on presence, reliable platform and constant work towards narrowing the digital gap. Conclusion: Section 269(c) of the Income Tax Act has a crucial role in the context of the emerging India economy and ensuring free from cash transactions. However, the provision poses challenges especially to rural and semi-urban institutions but supports the government's vision of an effective, responsive and electronic-orientated business environment. Compliance, therefore, is not just a matter of the audience not wanting penalties, but all the more about building a just and efficient monetary platform. FAQ. What is the limit of 269(c) and 269(c)? Section 269(c) prohibits accepting loans, deposits, or specified sums of 20,000 rupees or more in cash. Transactions exceeding this limit must be conducted through a banking channel, check, draft, or electronic transfer. Section 269(c) prohibits receiving 2 lakhs rupees or more in cash in a single transaction from one person in a day or for one event occasion, except through prescribed non-cash modes. What is the case law of 269(c)? Under Section 269(c) of the Income Tax Act, an individual is permitted to repay a loan amount of up to 2 lakh rupees in cash to any housing finance company, HFC, or non-banking financial company, NBFC, in a single day. However, repayment exceeding 2 lakh rupees must be made through non-cash modes.